This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Denver-based artist Adam Milner isn't afraid to be the center of attention, but he says he's not really vying for it. As Milner explained to KUNC's Carrie Saldo, he puts many of his daily experiences on display so artgoers might reflect on their own lives and experiences. She visited his latest exhibit to learn more.
Quirky and peculiar work quickly catches your eye as you browse the Emanuel Gallery. That's where Adam Milner's new experimental and conceptual art exhibit is on display. And while the artist himself admits some of his objects could be seen as flat out weird, he notes that there's more than that to the work.
Those ideas that I'm hoping I'll get the viewer to think about are things like, what does it mean to be human today, or what does it mean to be close with someone? In a world where conceptions of distance are kind of flattened a lot of times when we're living in screen spaces or operating and interacting with machines.
The exhibit's title, Wave So I Know You're Real, hails from the 25-year-old Milner's experience of digital interaction, specifically online video chatting.
It would be very easy to loop a video of someone sitting at a computer. And so people would say, like, stick out your tongue or wave. And, you know, I'd be proving my humanness to this person before I was allowed to interact with them. And I found that really interesting.
Here's a cross-section of the work Milner has created. Video of the artist trying to capture light on his tongue, Polaroid pictures of the ocean and naked male bodies from the chest down, groupings of objects behind plexiglass, handmade books with titles such as My Favorite Things, and Things About Me I've Gleaned from Text Messages I've Received, as well as a lounge to read those books in, and some abstract line sketches. But there is a through line to these seemingly incongruous works.
With any art, you're of course a voyeur. My name is Shannon Corrigan, and I'm the director curator of Emanuel Gallery on Auraria campus. There's something about his work where it's so personal, it's so romantic, it's so touching, that you almost feel like you're invading someone's privacy. And I think that that is a really titillating and fascinating aspect to his work.
So this is a piece that Adam actually works on when he's asleep, or as he's falling asleep. These drawings are at random.
Title is Every Night I'm Alone, I Document My Body's Movement as It Drifts Off to Sleep.
And I think that this piece and a few others in this gallery exemplify what sometimes challenges people in contemporary art. Because on the face of it, you could approach this and say, these are a bunch of squiggles mm-hmm. on paper. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those people?
This is where conceptually you have to understand what the artist is doing. I personally am as much interested in the idea of the piece as I am the visual of the piece.
I want to take a look at this. It's Milner's work, Memories Trapped in Objects Removed from My Bedroom Due to Heartbreak, No. 4.
And so what this is, a very personal unpacking of a heartbreak, of a memory, of a romance.
And it's a mix of objects. Some are postcards. There are tickets to the Denver's Museum of Nature and Science, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A chewing gum package.
Mm-hmm. Things that a lot of people would normally throw away.
The fact that he has saved them and is asking us to look at them. Mm-hmm. What does that challenge the viewer to explore?
Well, I was talking to a student a couple of days ago, and this was a very challenging piece for him. And if you take even the meaning aside, you can approach this as a still life. Artists traditionally set up still lifes. They paint them. He's just not painting this one.
Much of Milner's work is done in series and has been ongoing for several years. Often, he appoints himself as subject matter. But it didn't appear to be narcissistic to me at all, because there are so many opportunities in the space, whether it's on plexiglass or through mirrors or seeing yourself back in the screen. So at first glance, it's this window into your world, into your life. But at the same time, the viewer's reflected back into that. Was that a conscious decision?
I'm glad you bring that up. Even in like the book works or the Polaroids, there aren't any faces or names. And I hope that little things like that can help the viewer put themselves in my shoes as well.
Let's talk about your upcoming performance piece, where you intend to talk for 24 hours straight. And you're going in without a script.
I'm interested in taking something really mundane or everyday and then adding a bit of endurance to it to push beyond the norm and hopefully reveal something new. So you see that in a lot of my projects where the action I'm taking is simple, but then it sort of, over time, becomes something special.
Adam Milner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can see some of Adam Milner's work at our website, kunc.org.